the kings and queens, the people with all the money, the people who live in the right sections of town, the people who drive the right kinds of automobiles, who do this, who do that, and all this other, the people, the elite that we're so anxious to have because we need to build up our treasury, right? That's who we want to recruit, correct? No, that's not what he says at all. He says something very different, completely. What he says is, the lame, the blind, those with children, those who are about to have children, that is, the people who are going to be a burden, so to speak, on the nation, these are the folks that we're going to bring back to reestablish this nation. All the others are welcome to come. We're all sinners in need of God's grace. But in particular, he's focusing in on those great people of need. All of us know, without a doubt, we know, men and women, young people, who for one reason or another, they're blind. They can't see God. They can't see the things of God. They're deaf, they're dumb, they can't hear or speak the word, the message. They may be burdened with this, that, or the other. We all know them. The question becomes then, which is my third question that raised in my heart, what are we going to do about getting them here? In what way are we going to modify the things that we are currently doing? What do we got to do to fling the doors wide open so that they understand there is no barrier at that doorway? And that we are truly seeking to be biblically inclusive. Forget modern definitions completely and just go back to what Jeremiah is talking about. Understand that this is an opportunity that he's calling for people to understand, experience the grace and the love and the faithfulness and the every bit of caring you can imagine from God himself for each and every individual, no matter what their circumstances, no matter what their birthright is, no matter where they are in society, whether they're high, low, or indifferent. So what are we going to do to modify who and what we are? Make that happen. We are at the beginning of a new church year. Christmas ends tomorrow with the Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. And for the rest of the year, our scripture lessons are going to work on us to try to get us to be modified and to come to understand what it really means to be the people of God in action from this location. From it, going out through those doors into this world, seeking out those who are in need of God. I love these three chapters. Not that I don't like the rest of it. There, every so often, this fellow needs, thus saith the Lord. I'm sorry, Father, you don't know more. I know you're past that, but I do. But I rejoice in the fact that Jeremiah speaks of God's mercy, his grace, that is, the unmerited love of God towards all, that he is faithful to the people even when the people are not faithful to him, and he is seeking them out. Now he calls upon each and every one of us to have that same expression in what we do and say, to bring in those who need to be part of our fellowship. May we do it. Amen. God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.